Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we meet the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Jonathan, how would you like to go to a movie tonight?
Again? I've never seen anyone who likes the movies as much as you do, Alan, my boy.
Jonathan, they're always so full of surprises.
Surprises?
Sure. First, nobody knew what Mildred Pierce did, and then Nora Prentice kept her mouth shut, and all along was the guilt of Janet Ames.
Well, that reminds me. Have you seen The Egg and I?
Yeah. That reminds you. As a matter of fact, I did see The Egg and I. I did see John. I thought Frederick Murray were wonderful in it.
Fred McMurray? Boy, they should have given that part to Jonathan Mildew. I would have given a much better performance in The Egg and I. No,
maybe you're right. Eggs go so well with ham.
A ham? You dare call Jonathan Mildew a ham? I'm not a ham, do you hear? I'm not a ham. I'm not a ham.
And may Swift and Armour have mercy on your soul.
Well, you may jest if you wish, but there was a time when Jonathan Mildew's name stood for greatness in the theater.
Look, all you ever do is talk about your sub. Look at Al Jolson. He didn't glory in his past. He went out and did something about it.
Al Jolson? You dare link Jonathan Mildew's name with that ancient Andy Russell?
That's no way to talk about Al Jolson. He's a great figure in show business. Why don't you make a comeback like he did?
Well, I never thought of that, my boy.
Sure, you ought to follow in Al Jolson's knee prints.
Perhaps you're right. Maybe Jonathan Mildew should start a comeback.
Well, you should. After all, you're a handsome man.
Oh, come, my boy.
You got lots of personality.
Oh, come, my boy.
You're full of talent.
Oh, come, my boy. Well, keep coming, my boy. You know, I do believe I shall start a new career in the theater. After all, my voice is as good as Al Jolson.
No, John, Al Jolson has a wonderful set of pipes. They got him where he is today.
A wonderful set of pipes? But well, just listen to this. When April showers, they come your way. Now, what do my pipes sound like?
You got a loose washer.
Well, I shall make me come back in vaudeville.
You're going to try vaudeville this time?
Yes, right, my boy. I shall once again tread the boards. Now, let me see how Al Jolson went about it. What's Larry Parks' phone number?
I'll be your Larry Parks. I'll help you. We'll form a vaudeville act together.
Oh, wonderful, my boy. You're in the act.
What about the name of the act, Jonathan? How about the billing?
Oh, I can see it on the marquee now. Jonathan Mildew and Alan Young. Of course, there will be a slight difference in the size of our name.
You mean mine will be a little bit smaller?
It's a trifle.
How much smaller?
Well, Ellen, you've seen the signs on the autos and used car lots.
Yeah.
Well, my name will be as big as the $900, and yours will be as big as the down.
Young and... Mildew and Young.
But boy, I shall retire to my room and plan an act for it.
Swell, Jonathan. Filthy Rich Updike. Billy hears about my vaudeville act.
Well, and I'm here. What's all this about Frank Sinatra when I'm really a knockout?
Yeah, but you seem pretty happy today.
Yes. I just stopped off and bought a town and country.
You bought a town and country? You mean one of those new Chryslers?
No, Glendale in Australia.
You need a two-country garage. Hubert, what did you come here for anyway?
Well, I just wanted to... Alan, what in the world are you doing?
Just breathing?
Oh, my, how common.
Hubert, I got news for you. Everybody inhales and exhales.
Well, not me, Alan. I don't exhale.
Hubert, everybody exhales. If breath goes into your body, the breath is bound to come out again.
Mine has no better place to go.
Why don't you run along? I got to get to work on my vaudeville act.
What is this?
You heard me, Hubert. Jonathan and I are forming a vaudeville act.
Oh, Mother, open the theater. He caught me with my pantages down.
Whether you like it or not, Hubert, Jonathan Mildew and Alan Young are forming a vaudeville team.
Well, that seems sensible. Vaudeville's been dead for so long, it's about time rigor and mortis set in.
You're just jealous. Just because you haven't got any talent.
Why, that's silly, Alan. I have a lot of hidden talent.
The way your suit fits, I know where you're hiding it, too.
Oh, you make me so mad I could molt. You may not know it, but I'm a great acrobat.
Acrobat? Suppose you swing on a trapeze, eh?
Yes. I'm an expert loose rope walker.
Loose rope walker? You mean tight.
We Updikes never touch the stuff. Oh, that was a semi-witty one.
Look. I'm sorry, Hubert, but Jonathan and I are doing the act by ourselves.
Well, if you feel that way, Alan, it's all right with me, but what your act could use is some beautiful creature.
A beautiful creature?
Yes, I know a gorgeous brunette with a lovely voice.
No, Hubert, we don't need a singer.
I also do impersonation.
Look, we don't want you in the act, Hubert, so run along.
Well, Alan, all I have to say to you is four words. Aure wow wow.
Aure wow wow.
Oh, well.
Before you really put Hubert in his place.
Well, you were listening, were you, gentlemen? Under the carpet. Have you made any plans for the act yet?
Well, me lad, I figured out an act that will kill the people.
You've got an act?
Oh, yes. I shall recite Shakespeare whilst you play some soft musical instrument.
You think America is ready for that?
Yes, me lad. What type of instrument do you know how to play?
Well, I don't know how to play any musical instrument, but don't you worry, Jonathan. You get the act ready, I'll figure out something. This must be the place, Professor Bolkansky's School of Music.
Well, Professor Bolkansky, bid you welcome.
Yeah. Hello, Professor.
What can I do for you, my boy?
Mine boy. Yeah, well, I'd like to learn how to play a musical instrument.
Oh, here you can learn to play any instrument. Soft and sweet like a flute or a piccolo, or I can teach you the loudest noises of all, from a piano to Lippi de Rocha.
I want to take lessons by the hour, not by the day.
Well, my boy, you have come to the right man.
Yeah.
Positively. I have just finished musical supervision.
Mm-hmm.
On the new Warner Brothers Russian picture, Stalin Road.
Oh, great, great.
Yes.
I suppose you did the music for the radio show, Pippa McGee and Molotov, huh?
You are making jokes, I hope. I am teaching the great Harry James.
Yeah.
Nobody can pucker up and play a trumpet like Harry James.
You taught him?
Yes. Yes. And today, Harry James has the world's best.
No wonder. Look who he's got around the house for inspiration.
Yeah.
Look, we are wasting time. I'm sure that I can do for you what I did for Spike Jones.
So what have you did for Spike Jones?
Oh, what I did? I have modernized his orchestra. His music is much smoother now. And do you know how I got his music smoother?
How?
I threw away his washboard and put in a Bendix.
That'll do.
Now, look, maybe I could teach you to play the trumpet.
Well, I want an instrument that has a rich tone.
Oh, this trumpet has such a rich tone like you never heard. You blow in my adobe hacienda, and out comes the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Forget about the drum, the trumpet. Ahead of myself. Look at those drums over there. Yes. Surprise! That's what I've always wanted to play, the drums. Can I try them out?
Of course.
Thank you. Gee, the anniversary song. I'll try again. Oh, a drum. This is for me. I'm going to become another Carmen Cavalera. She's a great musician.
Mr. Woolington.
Well, hello there.
I'll bet it's a big boat.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I can go all the way from here to Catalina Island.
What's so unusual about that?
Without leaving the dock?
I guess your boat is fully equipped.
Oh, certainly, certainly. From solid gold dishes to platinum toothbrushes.
Platinum toothbrushes? Say, what are you going to use for toothpaste?
Well, nothing but the best. Ipana, of course.
Well, Hubert, you don't have to be a millionaire or use a platinum toothbrush to get Ipana's results. Really, friends, Ipana can help your teeth, your smile, to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Listen to what dentists think about Ipana.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
So why don't you, too, find out what makes Ipana so popular with dentists themselves? You see, Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And gum massage is important to the brightness of your teeth. Ask your dentist.
That same nationwide survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage.
So try Ipana and gum massage, as so many dentists recommend for your smile of beauty.
Alan, Alan, the boy, you're supposed to provide soft musical background for me, Shakespeare. Why on earth did you choose a drum?
Stop worrying, Jonathan. This will sound great while you're reciting Shakespeare. Oh. This drum has a rich tone. Each beat seems to convey a message. Just listen to this. Gee.
Me lad, what was that?
I think I have a date with an Indian in Albuquerque.
Alan, I won't have you play those drums while I recite Shakespeare.
Jonathan, you've got to give the public something novel. Just leave the music to me. You go rehearse Shakespeare.
Well, all right, good boy.
I better practice my drum. See, that Indian must have bought a xylophone. Oh, somebody's at the door.
Hello, Alan.
It's my landlord, Mr. Bloodstone.
Yes, it's the mean old skinflint himself. I've come for the rent, Alan. Come on, cough up.
Well, I paid you the rent last week.
Come on, cough up, cough up.
You don't want me, you want the Smith brothers.
Let's see now how you've been taking care of my property, young. Uh-huh. Aha! You've been using the can opener for opening up cans.
Well, I'm sorry.
I left you instructions on opening cans.
Yeah, but I get so tired biting into the can with my teeth and then running around it.
Well, the real reason I'm here is to complain about that drum you've been beating. It's disturbing the neighbors.
This is a very fine drum. Just take a look at it.
Cheapest drum I ever saw. Mm-hmm. I've got one at home that's much better. Mm-hmm. You should see the skin on my drum.
Anybody I know?
Alan, this is my last warning.
Yeah.
I want that drum out of here before I return. I've got to go over to the golf course now.
Oh, you like to play golf?
No, a little game I invented called mortgage.
Mortgage?
Yes, when somebody yells four, I like to yell close.
Goodbye. Gee, has me worried now. I better go next door and see if I am disturbing any of the neighbors. Hope the neighbors don't complain. Got to keep practicing those drums. Good. Hello, Lulabelle.
Well, sugar plum, sugar pie, sugar child, sugar foot.
So far, it's a pretty lumpy conversation.
Come on in, honey child.
Oh, yeah. Lulabelle, I just bought a set of drums. I hope the noise wasn't bothering you.
You playing the drum, sugar? Now, whoever gave you the idea of playing a big old hollow thing?
Got it out of my own head. But I want to make sure the noise wasn't bothering you.
Oh, why, no. I just adore drums, honey child.
You do?
Yeah. Why, in the jungle, it's drums that stir the natives into a frenzy. It's drums that whip up the primitive soul. It's drums that stir up the emotions.
Here we have mixmasters.
Sugar, how come you all are playing the drums?
see, Jonathan and I are forming a vaudeville act.
Well, shut my mouth.
You see, he's going to recite Shakespeare, and I'm going to play the drums.
Well, shut my mouth.
we'll be a sensation in no time.
Well, shut my mouth. Shut my mouth.
You having trouble keeping the flies out of something?
Imagine you going into vaudeville. I think it's just a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
You'll be a regular matinee idol. You're so handsome and clever and just chock full of sparkle and personality.
Oh, I am so.
Sugar Plum, how about taking Lulu Bell into your act?
Hey, that's a pretty good idea. You know, a woman would give the act a lot of class. What can you do, Lulu Bell?
Well, I do impersonation. I can impersonate Betty Grable.
You mean with your voice, too?
Sugarfoot, please take me in your act.
Well, I think I can squeeze you in, girl.
I'm just so thrilled I could hug you today.
Yeah, no, Lulu, wait, no, don't hug me. No, please. My cigarettes. Squeezing the air out of my SMFT.
Right away.
Oh, that's swell, Lulu Bell. I better go right out now and see Mr. Busby, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette. He can give us some publicity for the act. Gee, what a busy newspaper. There's Mr. Busby's office there.
Come in!
Pardon, Mr. Busby.
He's up, young man. Haven't got all day. Busy Busby, they call me. Got a million things to do.
A million things? You're just sitting there staring at that picture of Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother? Is that who she is? Whistler's mother!
Of course.
No wonder she refused to take dictation.
Naturally, she refused to take dictation.
But I got her sit in my lap!
All right. Forget. Look, Mr. Busby, I came here to give you an important story for your theatrical section.
Just a minute, young man. Got to call Rewrite. Hello, Rewrite. Did you put the cooking expert in charge of the personal ad columns? You heard me now. Did you put the cooking expert in charge of the personal ads? Yes, as I thought. Look at this ad in today's column. Man with small oven would like to meet a woman who's half-baked.
Mr. Busby, I came here to talk to you about my vaudeville career. You see, my friend Jonathan and Lulu Bell and I are forming a vaudeville act.
Great idea.
You may even do a little dancing.
Ought to get my wife into that act. She's a wonderful heifer.
No, Mr. Buzzard, you mean hoofer.
Ain't never seen her, have you? Can't stand that woman. You should see her leg. Oh, legs. Woman in town.
Mr. Buzzard.
Oh, what legs? Used to be a model for donuts.
Look.
Her knees are total stranger. Most bow-legged woman in town. She slapped some fella yesterday for flirting with her. Huh? Then she found out it was just the wind whistling through her legs.
Mr. Buzzy, let's leave your wife's legs out of this.
Can't. Wherever you turn. Took her to an amusement park last week. Only woman who ever rode a Ferris wheel side saddle.
Look, just promise me one thing. Will you give us plenty of publicity?
Sure thing. Like to see young people get ahead.
That's fine. Thanks a lot, Mr. Before I go, will you please tell me where the nearest phone is?
Right there in that drugstore across the street there. Just go in the drugstore, buy a package of razor blades, go in the phone booth and cut your throat.
Yeah. Go in the phone booth and cut my throat?
Yep. And when the operator asks you if it's an emergency, you can tell her it is. I'm the busiest man in town. Very easiest man in town.
There's a guy that's really mixed up. Really mixed up. Oh, here's a phone booth right here. I'm going to call Hubert Updike. He has connections. Maybe he can book our act into a theater, you know? Act all set. We can only get a good theater.
Hubert Updike the third speaking. Whose voice is about to enter my ear?
Well, this is Alan Young.
Oh, Alan Young. Well, hold on a minute while my butler boils the receiver.
Hubert, I'd like to ask you a favor. After all, you are an important man in this town.
Yeah.
So happy about it, too. Well, I'm sure you can book my act into a nice theater.
Oh, book your act?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'll book you into the ritziest theater in Beverly Hills. Grauman's Platinum.
Oh, is that a ritzy theater?
Well, ritzy, instead of Johnny O'Clock, they're showing Lord Benjamin Ross.
I'll leave it to you. You book us into the nicest theater you can find, huh?
Yes, it's a deal, Alan.
Thanks a lot, Hubert. Yeah. Well, aren't you going to say goodbye?
Well, Alan, it's your nickel, so you can au revoir me.
Well, thanks. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, so Alan thinks I'm going to help him after he refused to let me into his act, eh? Well, I'll book him into a theater, all right. I'll pick the roughest, toughest place in town, down on the waterfront. Sammy's Wharf Rat Follies.
Before we see how Alan makes out, here's help for men with dry, unruly hair. Here's a way to keep your hair under control without that greasy patent leather shine. Just use Vitalis.
Now, wait a minute. How can any hair grooming preparation keep dry hair under control without that glued down look? I've never found one that doesn't leave my hair looking and feeling greasy.
Well, Vitalis won't. You see, there's no mineral oil in Vitalis. Only pure, natural vegetable oils in Vitalis that make your hair look naturally attractive, the way nature intended, without a trace of greasiness. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout makes your scalp feel like a million, too. For the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens your tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Yes, your scalp feels wonderful, and your hair looks well-groomed, too. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Tonight's the big night. The act of Young, Mildew, and Lulabelle hits the vaudeville circuit. Let's join Alan backstage as he knocks on Lulabelle's dressing room door.
Lulabelle, you ready?
Yes, honey child. Come on in.
I'll be on the stage in a few.
Some dress you got on.
Oh, it's just a little old evening gown.
Evening gown?
Yes.
Days are getting shorter all the time.
Honey child, I thought this dress was a bargain. I got it 70% off.
Certainly is. You're not nervous, are you, Little Belle?
Well, yeah, just a little, honey child.
Just a little, huh? How can we miss you singing a southern song, Jonathan reciting Shakespeare, while I beat a bass drum?
Well, honey child, before we go out on the stage, Lulabelle would like to give you a little kiss for good luck.
Well, I don't know, Lulabelle. I'm wearing my Max Factor pancake makeup.
Oh, forget about that, honey child. Now, here's a big kiss.
Yeah, well, I mean...
There. Did I upset your old pancake?
It's well done on both sides.
You know, we're showing our Sir Hubert Updike to book us into this ritzy theater.
Yeah, he told me it was the richest theater in town, you know.
Alan, Lulabelle.
What is it, Jonathan?
The curtain's about to go up.
Oh, take it easy, Jonathan. Don't forget, kids, this is a very high-class place. We're performing in front of a bunch of intelligent people, so keep the comedy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting our next act, Young... Milton and Lulabelle.
Let him out. I got my rotten eggs ready.
Not yet. My tomatoes ain't squashy enough yet.
Get up, you bum zigsnake. Give the suckers a chance. Introducing Young Milton and Lulabelle. That is your thing,
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on any stage, we present a duet from Shakespeare. I shall recite Hamlet, accompanied by Alan Young on the bass drum. I shall begin. Two or not two, that is the...
Go ahead, Jonathan.
My lad, I've never witnessed a reaction like this before.
Yeah, I got a lump in my throat.
A lump in your throat? This is no time for sentiment.
Sentiment? Just happened to have a mouth open when a guy threw a tomato.
But boy, they seem to be a rough audience. Yeah. We'd better forget Shakespeare and give them something wild and woolly.
Okay, wild and woolly.
Oh, hop along. Hiya, Hoppy.
Hiya, Sloppy.
Where are you staying, Hoppy?
Over to the Bar X. Where are you staying, Sloppy?
Over to the Bar O.
Bar O?
Yeah, can I Bar O, Tam?
What'd you say, stranger?
Just answer my question, partner. You got a sawbuck?
Sure I got a sawbuck. Been riding in the saddle all day. Push my britches, I'm a tired cowboy.
Why don't you get down off on your horse, then?
Told you, bust my britches.
I don't like the way you talk, stranger.
Oh, yeah? You got your irons on you?
Yeah, I got my irons on me.
Well, curl my hair. I'm going out tonight.
Now, don't you get tough with me. I'll spray you with lead. I got a Colt 38.
Yeah? Well, I'll spray you with ketchup. I got a Heinz 57. Now, look, partner.
Get off the stage. We'll kill you.
Son of a... Better get Lulabelle out here. Lulabelle! Lulabelle!
Coming, Alan!
Lulabelle, take a good seat. This is our last chance.
Okay. They are smiles.
I love the smiles you got, my hair.
That make us happy.
You make me happy, yes, you do, you do, you do.
They are smiles.
Not like yours, Brighton, honey.
That make us blue.
I lost my place, I lost my place.
They are smiles.
I love you truly.
That steal away the teardrops.
Oh, your sweetness, salt, and the tears.
As the sunbeams steal away the dew.
Your smile will steal away my cares, and
they are smiles that have a tender meaning.
Oh, you mean you love me, honey?
That the eyes of love alone may see.
And look, and now I see you use eyes.
And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine.
I love the sun, the sunny sun.
Are the smiles that you give to me.
How long are we booked into here, Jonathan?
2 weeks, perhaps even more.
Gee, that's great.
Yes, me lad.
Would you mind moving over? These hospital beds are so narrow.
Alan Young will be back in just a minute. Now listen, friends. All you who have been digging in your garden these past few days, raise your right arm. That is, if you can raise your arm. Digging and planting make those muscles pretty tired and sore, don't they? But you don't have to suffer. Just get a tube of Minute Rub. For Minute Rub is the modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief to those tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its pain-relieving action starts to help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or bed linens. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains resulting from a cold or physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way, the greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. The Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. During the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. And now, here's Alan.
Thanks, Jimmy Wallington. Friends, anytime someone says to you, I can show you how to make $4 out of $3, you either call them a dreamer or a magician, don't you? Well, I can show you how to make $4 out of $3, and I don't think you'll call me either one of these two things. You simply buy a United States savings bond and put it away for 10 years. And for every $3 you invest, you get back $4. That's not magic, it's just good, sound business. So why not help yourself to some of that good business, huh? Buy United States savings bonds today. Thanks. See you next week. Good night.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.